This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Palmar, P-A-R-M-A-R, first name. Renukaben, R-E-N-U-K-A-B-E-N. The date of birth, October 4, 1941. The date of evaluation, June 30th, 2020. Correction. The date of evaluation, June 30th, 2023. Oh, goodness. Correction. The date of evaluation, June 30th, 2025. The chief complaint, 83-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right total knee replacement. The HPI, the patient is an 83-year-old female with history of severe arthritis who was anticipated to have right total knee replacement, period. The patient was referred for routine evaluation, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, D. Past surgical history, right hip arthroplasty, next number left distal radius, ORIF, next number cataract surgery, medications, atorvastatin 10 milligrams one daily, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams one daily, vitamin D3 50 micrograms one daily, ferrous gluconate 324 milligrams one daily, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, magnesium gluconate 200 milligrams one daily. Family history unremarkable, social history, the patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems. Unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 148/76. Pulse 65. Respiratory rate 20. Height 50 inches. Weight 117.8 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The lower extremity demonstrates 2+ non-pitting edema. Left knee reveals tenderness at both medial and lateral joint lines. X-ray, there is bilateral tricompartmental degenerative changes, period. There is significant medial joint space collapse and varus, that is V-A-R-U-S, deformity bilaterally. The EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 56 beats per minute, non-specific TVA abnormality, period. The impression, this is an 83-year-old female with history of severe end-stage bilateral knee osteoarthritis who is scheduled for right total knee replacement, period. Patient has history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, which slightly increases her overall perioperative risk, period. She does not have any overt coronary artery disease, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Addendum, she presents with lab work, white blood cell count 5.9, hemoglobin 11.9, platelets 260, chemistry is not available, period. Again, she is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.